What's up, everybody? Welcome to Monday, 6:15. It's going to be a great week. We are on day 76 of the Burpee Challenge. So if you are with us on the Burpee Challenge, it's 100 days of burpees. We did one burpee on the first day, two burpees on the second day, and on. Today is number 76. So that means that we've done 3,419 burpees since this thing started, and we have 2,124 left. So we're way over halfway and closing in on it, although it does seem to ramp up at this time. So 76 burpees today, 77 tomorrow, 78 the next day. You get the point. It's a lot. And but you're ready. You've been conditioned all the way up to this point. So you're ready for this kind of volume. And that's what this is all about. It's just like making a goal in any other part of your life. You look at this amount of work. It's way over 5,000 burpees. You look at that amount of work and it seems impossible maybe. But if you just stair step it up, take it a little bit at a time, and then progress through it, you can make it happen. So that's what we're doing on the burpees, and I hope you're there with us. So I also want to give you a little bit of news on the podcast. In the attempt to try to keep this thing sustainable and make it bring in any kind of money, if you have been with us since the beginning, I said that I was going to try the podcast for a year, and if it worked, I'd keep doing it. And if it didn't, then we'd move on to something else. Well, it did work. And a lot of people have told me that they really like it. So I want to keep doing it. I've learned a tremendous amount as this podcast has progressed. We've had some amazing guests from all walks of life, not just fishing and hunting, but all walks of life, and really people that have been doing some amazing things outdoors. And I've learned a ton. I've applied it to my life. I hope that you've been able to apply some of the lessons that our fantastic guests have given us. I hope that you've been able to apply those to your life. And one of the things that we did was to get a little aggressive about some of the advertising. And we also accidentally made a couple of mistakes where there was too much advertising included in some of the episodes. And for that, I want to say I'm sorry, because, you know, you can always skip through it if you want to, but that wasn't the intent. Too many advertisements and, you know, for a short episode. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to turn off a lot of the ads that are available right now. So there was a service that was supplying some ads. Then I would read some ads, and I'm going to finish out those contracts for the people that have those ads. But the advertisers from here forward are going to be much more in line with the content. People like Barracuda Tackle. Barracuda Tackle is a fantastic sponsor of the podcast. They've had terrific results from you guys actually going out, checking them out, and buying their stuff. That's fantastic. They have all the cool cast nets. You can get them in any color that you want, custom-made cast nets. You can get them for the flats, a really lightweight net, all different sizes. I mean, it's really a spectacular company that is directly in line with what we are talking about here. So I want more advertisers like that. And I'm hoping that if I can get more advertisers like that, you guys will help to support those advertisers so that, you know, it's a good relationship. We keep them going, they keep us going, and we continue to have the awesome guests that we have had and also expand the podcast. I've got a lot of ideas going into this next year. And I've been able to think about with some of the technology changes that we've had, like doing these Zoom calls. When I first started the podcast, I only wanted to do in-person interviews. And, you know, things are getting better. And I'm getting pretty good quality audio on some of the podcasts. There have been others that it has been not so good. And I haven't been happy with that. But we've been doing what we can to get through the coronavirus and having the best guests that we possibly can. Sometimes we've encountered internet issues, like with Jimmy Houston. That wasn't the best, but the content was outstanding. So if I can marry those two together and get outstanding content with great internet, I can get good audio and I can be happy with that. If I can do that, I think it really opens up the door to having multiple people on the podcast talking about issues that we have, conservation issues, maybe etiquette type shows, you know, an offshore fisherman versus an inshore fisherman, as it comes to catching bait, what should be the etiquette there? Some pretty interesting shows, I think, could come from some of those things, and not just in the fishing space, and certainly not just in the saltwater fishing space, but in all fishing and all hunting and really all outdoors. So I'm interested in any ideas that you have. As always, you can send those to me, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. And I read every email. I really do. And you guys have had some amazing suggestions that have resulted in shows. Probably 30 or 40 of the guests that we've had have come from your suggestions, and I really appreciate those. So keep them coming. If you have somebody that you think has an amazing story and would be a good podcast guest, let me know. I will look them up and find them. And if they're interested, we'll get them on the show and we'll hear that story. And hopefully their success, or a lot of times their failures, can help us to navigate our way to our goals, just like they did. Or maybe they missed the mark and they're willing to talk about it. That's cool too. So either way. But that's going to be it for today. There's a quote that I came across last night, and as it applies to this advertising change and all maybe a few changes to the format of the show, it's C.S. Lewis. He said, "There are better things ahead than any that we leave behind." And so that's the way I'm going to think about it for the podcast. If we leave behind these advertising opportunities that do put a little money in the podcast, and it does allow us to upgrade the equipment and stuff like that, but there's a negative, and I don't want to lose any listeners over too many ads. So we're going to work on changing that and high grading the advertisers to more people like Barracuda Tackle. Speaking of Barracuda Tackle, you might want to go check out their magnet. Barracuda Tackle has a magnet. And if you're like me, in your boat, there's either a piece of carpet or a piece of sea deck or a piece of something that you're sticking your flies in with the intention of drying them out. Flies, lures, hooks, jigs, whatever. And you look down there after a while and it is a rust graveyard. The intention of drying them out for, you know, before you put them back in the box yields to just wanting to finish up the day and move on. The next thing you know, you got 50 or 60 hooks sitting in this place. They're all rusty. They're no good anymore. You got to throw them away. The magnet does a really good job with this. The hook isn't in anything. Like, it's not in foam or in carpet. It's out and it dries very well. You can put lures there. You can put flies there, jigs there. It's really cool. And I don't know. I like it. I put one on both sides of the console, and you can put all your stuff there instead of in the carpet to let it rust into nothing. So check out that at barracudatackle.com. And that's it for today. We will see you tomorrow for some awesome how-to Tuesdays. And then this week, we've got some great guests coming up. So look forward to great content coming your way. All right, that's it for today. See you.